This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
Samantha, the last couple of weeks we've been talking about violence and what triggers violence and some of the issues to do and not to do and in separation and divorce. Let's talk this week a little bit about the basics of domestic violence. You know, if we beginning of a new year, we might want to just touch on this again and bring people up to date. But violence in a domestic situation occurs in cycles, doesn't it?
It does. You start off, I mean, nobody would get into a relationship in the first place if it started off horribly wrong. So it usually starts off in a really sweet kind of honeymoon period where everything is really good.
Right. After, this might be anywhere from a month to years after you start a relationship, but there's three distinct phases that we go through in a domestic violence situation. And these occur over and over again and tend to recur year after year after year, and we see it over and over again. But there's what we call the tension phase, and that's kind of where tension builds up in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. And eventually you recognize that pattern, and you say that's when me and the kids had to walk around on eggshells.
That's right.
You know, didn't want to set him off.
Don't want to set him off. And mm-hmm. And there's a lot of name-calling, put-down, and that kind of thing that goes on during this phase. And the tension builds up, and eventually there's an act of violence.
Right. Yeah, somebody gets hit, shoved, pushed, punched, and eventually it escalates. But it can start off as simple, something as simple as a shove or a slap.
Right. And here's where kids often get hurt. You know, they may not be the direct target of the violence, but if mama's holding a baby
mm-hmm. And
daddy throws something at her, he's liable to hit the kid, or he swings at her and she ducks and the kid gets whacked.
Right.
And sometimes when kids are older, you know, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, in that age group, they may jump into this thing and I'm going to protect mama.
Yeah. And I had a child with a cut thumb because he tried to grab the knife from mama's throat when daddy had the knife to her throat.
Yeah. So kids can get inadvertently, even though they're not the direct target of the violence, they can be hurt during this process. Anyway, somebody gets hurt. Usually it's the woman. We go through the next phase, which is called a honeymoon phase, and
yeah. There's
tremendous remorse usually on the part of the abuser.
Mm-hmm. And he will actually be very loving again, like when you first met him, bring you flowers, maybe not literally flowers, but maybe we'll cook dinner or be extremely nice. And also, romance becomes really good again, and that part of the relationship, that may be the only way he has to express emotions is through a physical act of intimacy. And so that part of it kind of seals the deal all over again, and you're like, oh, he really does love me. And then the cycle continues.
The cycle starts all over again. And usually these things don't occur with one cycle, but they'll repeat over and over again. And the bad part about it is with time, the violence gets more intense, and the frequency gets of these cycles becomes more repetitive.
So it does.
The first time it might be a year between the first incident and the next one, and after a period of time it may be happening every week. That's usually the pattern, though. It gets worse with time and it gets more frequent with time.
And when it really, really escalates, it's when a gun is drawn or some weapon is drawn. And if it's drawn and not used, bear in mind that the next time it may very well be used.
That's
it may
right.
be shot over your head or it may be shot at you. And also what is a critical thing to look for is if he threatens suicide, if you leave him, I'm going to kill myself. Think about the last few incidents we've read about in the newspaper. He ultimately kills family members and kills her and kills himself. So if he's threatening, I will kill myself, you need to take that pretty seriously because he's
right. Really
in despair.
And don't think just because you're in the honeymoon phase, that's when you tend to put on the rose-colored glasses, that things are going to be all better, because it probably isn't. And unless some kind of intervention takes place, somebody gets some psychological counseling, somebody, you know, has a change in heart for some reason or another, it's not going to probably change.
And this is very confusing if you're living in it, because your everyday life is going on in addition to all of these things. So feel free to call us and be a part of support group. And if you're a male and you realize that this is happening to you or you are the abusive person, then please call us and we'll be willing to help point you in the right direction.
And if you know some family that's going through this, you know, try to get them to get some help, because you might be instrumental in saving somebody's life.
And here's a point that we don't make enough. If you're the buddy friend of one of these guys and he is sharing some information with you or saying, gosh, I just feel like killing her or she's this or that, try to de-escalate him and also try to point him in the direction of getting some help.
Give them a phone number in case they want to call us.
In Yancey County, we can be reached at 682-0056.
In Mitchell County at 765-4044. I want to thank everybody for listening, and remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who?
Begins with me and you.